This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Have you ever caused somebody else to be mad at somebody else? Have you ever been mad at someone and you said, I want so-and-so to be angry at him because I'm angry at him, so therefore I want him to take up the offense with me, and we go to great lengths to get another person to be mad at someone else. I want to suggest to you that just may be causing a younger person to sin. You're bitter at somebody and you want somebody else to be bitter with you? Sure you have. We all have. I heard a great description of bitterness. Bitterness is standing in front of the person that you've got a bad feeling toward, and you take a glass of poison and you drink the poison right in front of them and you expect them to drop. Doesn't happen that way. Bitterness is like standing in front of a person you're bitter at and you're drinking a glass of poison and you're just waiting for them to drop. You're the one that drops. Bitterness destroys the person who possesses the bitterness. I want to use a simple, what I would call an even innocent, to a certain extent, illustration of how an older person can cause someone to make a mistake and how it can bother them years later. Kennedy Williamson was an author in England who happened to be at his uncle's deathbed. Get the picture. Kennedy Williamson's a young kid at the time. He's at the bedside with his family, and uncle's at his house. He's dying. People died in the homes back then, and particularly there in Britain, but as well as here in the United States as well years ago. And so Kennedy Williamson, as a child, gets to hear this conversation of things that his uncle said to the family and family members said to the uncle, and he's observing this and taking this all in as a child. And Kennedy Williamson said, his uncle said, one of his greatest regrets, here's what the great regret was of this uncle. He said, I regret that when I was a younger man, I would go to the outskirts of town, in the town we lived in England, and I would take those signposts with the arrows that would point to different towns and give the distance in kilometers. And he said, I would turn them so that people would think they were going to one town, but actually they were going to another. And he said, it's always bothered me. It's always bothered me, even as an elderly man, to think of all the times that I caused someone to go to the wrong place because of my joke. That is so innocent compared to what people could do today on the scale of 1 to 10. But let me tell you this. Have you ever caused somebody to go the wrong way morally, ethically? Have you ever caused anyone to go the wrong way spiritually? Have you ever caused someone to go the wrong way in terms of a decision? We all have. And we may even smile and grin a little at Kennedy Williamson's uncle being grieved over turning a signpost around and somebody went to the wrong town. But I'll tell you what's far worse than that is when we cause a younger person, a younger believer, to go in the wrong direction spiritually. That is something to be concerned about, because Jesus said it would be far better, you'd be better off spiritually to have an 800-pound rock attached to your neck and to be thrown into the deepest ocean. That's a graphic illustration. But you know what it does for me? I get it. What it does for me is I understand that. I understand the seriousness of what Jesus was saying. And to me, in plain language, he was saying, don't do it. Don't be the cause of a younger person or a younger believer's sin in life.
Well, I don't know about you, but I find that to be one of the most interesting things we've studied in the book of Luke. I really do. You know why? Because it speaks to you and it speaks to me in the deepest recesses of our being about what kind of example we've been. This message continues on Cross Hope tomorrow. Remember, that's crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.